You mean the invitation to Governor Rufai?
Yes, and the protest by Nigerian lawyers, by some Nigerian lawyers.
Well, I'm just preparing a letter because we also suffer from institutional memory in the legal profession. In 2006, we had a two-day boycott of courts to protest disobedience to court order. And we identified 8 court orders that were being disobeyed at the material time. 3 out of the 8 were disregarded by Governor, who was then the Minister of the Federal Capital Territory. The government was embarrassed. The Olusegun Obasanjo administration was embarrassed. And by the action of the lawyers, and did instruct the then Attorney General, to ensure that the orders being complained about by lawyers were complied with. All the other orders, all the other government department complied, apart from Mr. El-Rufai. And he has continued. And just like the question you asked earlier, one of the complaints of the lawyer, apart from disobedience of court orders, and Governor El-Rufai is being accused of having a penchant for disregarding court orders and the rule of law. One other allegation is that this governor, with profound respect, has made a lot of inciting statements, either saying, threatening foreign observer, election observer, that they will go back home in, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, we have to give money to certain people who were killing people in southern Kaduna, and I think that is the question you try to ask. Who is to bring the government officials to book when they make inciting statements that cause problems with respect to the breach of peace in the country? So, and that is why we need an independent NBC, independent in all ramifications, who can bring to book anybody in the broadcasting media, area, so that we can have a country run under the rule of law. The law must not respect anybody, whoever you are, unless you respect yourself. I'm sure the Nigerian Bar Association leaders will have to respect the feelings of the members. Because as of this morning, about 1,700 lawyers have signed a statement that Governor El-Rufai's name be withdrawn. That Governor El-Rufai should not be allowed to address lawyers because of the fact that he has been associated with disobedience of court orders, abuse of the rule of law, making a citing statement that lawyers believe have contributed to the crisis in Kaduna State. And so, for these reasons, I'm sure the leadership of the NBA will have to review the invitation extended to the governor. And for me, for all public officers in Nigeria, this is a great lesson that everybody has to learn, that people are watching them. Even if you believe you enjoy immunity with respect to prosecution, people can also prosecute you morally. And I think that is what is going on, And I'm very confident. I have spoken. Don't embarrass your guest. Simply explain to your guest that our members, are protesting the invitation we extended to you. We apologize. Please, we are withdrawing the invitation. And that's all. So that others will learn from that kind of experience. And that is how you run a country under the rule of law. Thank you very much.